Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, SCOIX Platforms Corp, NASDAQ, selected for $3 billion smart city development in Miami. SCOIX Platforms Corp, listed on NASDAQ as SCOIX, has been chosen for a $3 billion smart city development project in Miami's Little River District. The collaboration with SG Holdings will see over 500,000 units of SCOIX's patented smart home technologies installed in 5,700 planned residences, including affordable housing. These technologies will provide safety and smart features like voice and app controls, 911 emergency calling, smoke and CO detectors, and more. This project, supported by U.S. and global manufacturers, represents the first of its kind in Florida and offers revenue opportunities through subscriptions, monitoring services, and future integrations.
Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as a new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Mr. Wagler, a pioneering Amish farmer, brings extensive experience in sustainable technologies to accelerate SMEV's growth. His projects include establishing resilient supply chains and distribution networks for distributors, restaurants, and direct-to-consumer programs. His structured water testing has shown promising results, increasing crop and livestock yields in the United States and Asia. Mr. Wagler is spearheading the development of an environmental campus in Indiana and investing in a European fund to finance SMEV's projects. His expertise and vision will advance SMEV's mission to revolutionize sustainable food production and distribution.
Could Chinese authorities be controlling solar panels installed in the U.S.? The International Energy Agency estimates that over 80% of global photovoltaic solar panel production takes place in China. Beijing dominates the global solar panel supply chain, with a majority of panels in the U.S. manufactured there. This raises concerns about security risks. Companies like SolarBank Corp. offer North American-sourced solar systems as an alternative. TinyGems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Gaxos.ai Inc. GXAI launches ungpt.ai to transform AI-generated text into human-like content. Gaxos.ai Inc., listed on NASDAQ as GXAI, has introduced ungpt.ai, a real-time rewriting tool that transforms machine-generated text into high-quality human-like content. The platform utilizes a multi-pass transformation model for superior output, surpassing other AI detection tools. UnGPT features an adaptive text engine, contextual synonym intelligence, browser integration, and recursive text refinement. CEO Vadim Matz stated that UnGPT bridges the gap between raw LLM output and real-world usability. Gaxos.ai is reshaping the human-AI relationship with applications in health, wellness, and gaming. To learn more about the company, visit www.gaxos.ai.
Tech Media Breaks, OMS Energy Technologies, secures $33 million in IPO. OMS Energy Technologies, a growth-oriented manufacturer of surface wellhead systems and oil country tubular goods for the oil and gas industry, recently closed its IPO, securing $33.3 million. The company sold 3,704 ordinary shares at $9 each, with shares now trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OMSE. The offering closed on May 14, 2025, with the underwriter having the option to purchase up to 555,555 additional shares. Roth Capital Partners acted as the sole manager for the offering.
Adagis offers easy-to-use AI-driven solution to help healthcare providers unlock high-value care, maximize revenue. Adagis offers a user-friendly AI-driven platform to help healthcare providers unlock high-value care and maximize revenue. The company's proactive care platform, powered by AI, aids providers in transitioning to value-based care models seamlessly integrating with major EHR platforms. Adagis supports over 260,000 patient lives, with expectations to double by Q2 2025. The company assists providers in understanding insurance contract value and advocating for appropriate reimbursement. For healthcare practices navigating the shift towards value-based care, Adagis provides a streamlined AI-powered software solution to simplify the transition, identifying high-value opportunities within existing operations. Learn more about Adagis in the company's newsroom.
Gold gains stability as Moody's downgrades U.S. rating. Gold gained stability on Monday as the U.S. dollar weakened following Moody's downgrade of the U.S. government's credit rating. This boosted the safe haven appeal of gold, leading to some gains for the precious metal. Market sentiment remains bullish for gold, providing potential tailwinds for companies like GEMXX Corp. MZ to capitalize on. Investors can find the latest news and updates on GEMXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform offering insights into the mining industry, part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN, providing access to various wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
GeoVax applauds Equipa Pharma initiative, reinforces commitment to domestic vaccine manufacturing and biodefense innovation. GeoVax, a clinical stage biotechnology company, applauds the Equipa Pharma initiative, reinforcing its commitment to domestic vaccine manufacturing and biodefense innovation. The company's advanced MVA manufacturing platform aligns perfectly with the ASPR DARPA vision for scalable, AI-integrated pharmaceutical production. GeoVax's next-generation manufacturing platform for its MVA vaccine technology enables rapid, high-volume vaccine production adaptable for pandemic response, integration with AI-driven optimization tools, and reduced dependence on foreign suppliers. The company's domestic manufacturing strategy directly addresses vulnerabilities in national health security, advocating for robust public-private collaboration. GeoVax is proud to support the federal government's vision of pharmaceutical independence and pandemic resilience, positioning itself as a strategic partner for national health security. HNO International launches HyGrid, intelligent hydrogen microgrid system to power the future of distributed hydrogen infrastructure. HNO International Inc. introduces HyGrid, an intelligent hydrogen microgrid system designed to provide clean, off-grid electricity and support a global hydrogen infrastructure. Combining solar energy, hydrogen storage, AI controls, and fuel cell backup, HyGrid offers 24/7 zero-emission power from 10 kilowatt to multi-megawatt capacities. This system aims to decentralize hydrogen production and storage, promoting energy independence and resilience. With features like AI-driven energy management, fuel cell backup, and scalability, HyGrid sets the stage for a distributed, modular hydrogen economy. HNO International envisions a future where hydrogen is locally produced, reducing reliance on centralized grids and fossil fuels. For more information, visit the company's website.
Creative Biolabs monthly update: gut microbiome exploration through advanced lactobacillus engineering. Creative Biolabs has launched new lactobacillus development solutions to aid probiotic research. These solutions include strain screening, functional validation, and small-scale fermentation production. The company offers multidimensional data support for researchers to evaluate immune regulatory potential and gut colonization ability of target strains. In addition to natural strain selection, Creative Biolabs also provides gene editing services to construct specific expression systems for live delivery. The company has developed simulation systems like organoids and epithelial co-culture models to enable more accurate examination of lactobacillus functions in the microbiome. Creative Biolabs aims to help clients devise comprehensive experimental design strategies for productive probiotic investigation. They plan to expand their strain collection and functional model systems to better serve research teams worldwide. A small change beneath the desk, a big change in life. Rumo introduces the innovative footrest Dual Rest LC99 on Kickstarter. Rumo, a brand specializing in desk solutions, is set to introduce the innovative footrest Dual Rest LC99 on Kickstarter. This new footrest, developed with US users in mind, offers 18 levels of height and angle adjustment for personalized comfort. Made from durable materials, including eco-friendly Cordura ReCore recycled nylon, the LC99 is designed to improve posture and productivity at the desk. To celebrate the Kickstarter launch, Rumo is including a 3M Thinsulate fabric blanket as an additional accessory. The LC99 features a cushion pad that is water-resistant and easy to clean, making it suitable for use with shoes. With a focus on promoting healthier desk habits, Rumo aims to make a meaningful impact on users' daily lives with the Dual Rest LC99.
EPCB Boiler analyzes industrial boiler industry trends. The boiler industry is undergoing a transformation towards green and intelligent solutions, with a focus on clean energy and system integration. EPCB Boiler, a national high-tech enterprise, is at the forefront of this shift, offering modular and multi-fuel boiler products to meet the evolving needs of industrial users. As countries push for environmental protection, policies are driving the adoption of new, eco-friendly boiler products. Additionally, the export market for industrial boilers is growing, with Chinese manufacturers like EPCB expanding into emerging markets. With a strong focus on energy efficiency and emission reduction, EPCB Boiler is leading the way in providing personalized solutions for various industries worldwide.
Eurotech Direct enhances prototyping capabilities with quick ship program for specialized Coroplast tapes and Coroflex high voltage cables. Eurotech Direct has announced the launch of a quick ship program for select Coroplast wire harness tapes and Coroflex high voltage cables, offering rapid 2 to 3 day shipping for low volume domestic orders. This initiative aims to expedite engineering project timelines by providing quick access to essential materials, addressing the challenge of extended lead times for specialized components. The program includes popular products like the FGL2 GCBC Coroflex cable, known for its performance in automotive applications, and shielded cable variants like the 92D611 and 92D641, crucial for modern electrical systems. By streamlining the supply chain, Eurotech Direct enables engineers to accelerate R&D cycles, test more iterations, and bring innovative solutions to market faster, particularly benefiting professionals in automotive, commercial vehicle, agricultural, and industrial sectors. Customers can easily order these products through Eurotech Direct's customer service channels and online platform, supported by expert technical assistance. C-Train Technology launched at National Maritime Week in D.C. C-Train Technology LLC, a pioneer in sustainable maritime solutions, recently launched its patented C-Train TM technology to revitalize the U.S. maritime industry. The innovative gliders, powered by a unique variable buoyancy propulsion system, offer quiet underwater movement without engines or emissions. This autonomous, unmanned operation reduces crew costs and enhances safety. C-Train TM's technology is currently under review by the American Bureau of Shipping for new technology qualification. CEO Carlene Lydon-Walker emphasizes the political and strategic importance of this technology, stating it will revolutionize shipbuilding, global innovation, and economic security. C-Train technology aims to set new standards in performance and efficiency, transforming the shipping, energy, and defense sectors.
Minneapolis Public Housing Authority and Comcast announced technology partnership. The Minneapolis Public Housing Authority and Comcast have partnered to provide a Wi-Fi connection to Xfinity's next-generation network in several public housing buildings. This collaboration eliminates the need for residents to schedule a technician or wait for equipment, as units will be pre-installed with Xfinity's Wi-Fi. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey stated that this partnership is about providing opportunity, not just technology. The Xfinity network installation will be completed in phases, with the first three buildings already connected and plans to have additional buildings Wi-Fi ready by the end of 2026. Comcast is committed to empowering residents with essential connectivity for educational resources, job opportunities, healthcare services, and community engagement. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, delivering funding solutions in private credit market, poised for significant growth. Favo Capital Inc., a key player in the private credit market, is poised for significant growth in 2025, with a focus on providing flexible capital solutions for small and medium-sized businesses. Favo Capital is leveraging technology to enhance its offerings. The company's momentum aligns with the projected expansion of the private credit market, driven by factors such as global M&A activity, digitization of lending processes, and innovative financing solutions. As companies like Favo Capital strengthen their presence in this growing space, investors can stay updated on the latest news and updates in the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, appoints Frank Noodle II to Board of Directors. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, has appointed Frank Noodle II to its Board of Directors, bringing over 20 years of executive leadership experience in technology and life sciences. Noodle, currently CEO of Therapeutics Corporation, is known for his capital markets expertise and M&A success. His appointment supports Beeline's growth strategy in the investment lending market. Beeline Financial Holdings, Inc., a mortgage fintech company, is transforming property financing with its AI-powered platform. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core. For more information, visit makeabeeline.com.
Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., INBS, targets global sales growth with multilingual digital rollout. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., INBS, is targeting global sales growth with a multilingual digital rollout. The medical technology company has launched Arabic, Italian, and Spanish websites to support expansion into key international markets, providing digital access to over 1.4 billion people across Latin America, the Middle East, and Southern Europe. This move aligns with increased demand for non-invasive workplace drug testing and compliance tools. INBS's flagship fingerprint sweat-based drug screening system is currently used by over 450 clients in 24 countries, with plans for a U.S. market launch in 2025 and the development of additional biosensor applications. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.